Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jamie Floyd in for Brian Lehrer. Well, if you're concerned about food security and the environmental pressures of increased meat consumption as development and population growth continue, there are some people who think the solution lies right under our feet, or maybe it's buzzing around our heads. Entomophagy, eating insects, is gaining attention and some fans. Dana Goodyear has a piece on it in this week's New Yorker, and she joins us now to talk about bug eating. Dana, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks so much, Jamie.
We're going to ask our listeners, Dana, whether they have knowingly eaten insects as a child, on a dare, or just part of their diet. Folks, do you have a recipe to share? Call us, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. So, Dana, first of all, which bugs have you eaten?
Well, I tried pretty much everything that was presented to me in the course of reporting my story. So I've had mealworms, which are kind of the, brown bread of entomophagy, which is to say they're, a simple, basic, nutritious ingredient that need a lot of butter to taste delicious. I've tried bee brood, which are immature bees, and those are actually wonderful because they often, they're coming right out of the comb and they have some honey still on them. So those are sweet and pretty good. I've tried escamoles, which are commonly referred to as ant eggs, but they're a delicacy in Mexico, and they are actually the larvae and pupae of a certain ant, the Lyamatopoma piculatum, and it's that's sort of like eating teeny tiny scrambled eggs. Scary to think about, but actually pretty inoffensive and quite good to the palate. I did not try the tailless whip scorpion that was presented to me by an enthusiast of an insect eater named Daniela Martin, because she said that she didn't know if anyone had ever eaten one before. So I'm quite comfortable eating things that come out of long culinary traditions, but I don't really want to be the first.
I don't blame you. I will say that I have had caterpillar. I don't know if is that a bug?
That counts, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good. And I've had ants, although I can't say which kind. I was just told they were ants when I was traveling.
Were they dipped in chocolate what?
They were dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
Which anything with chocolate, sort of like butter. If there's butter
exactly.
or chocolate involved, it has to be pretty good. And I don't blame you for not trying the experimental foods. And I applaud you as a reporter because if I had asked you which bugs have you eaten and you told me none, I was about to hang up and the story was going to be over.
I'm curious. And, something frying up in a pan with butter always smells pretty good. So I wanted to pick up on when you said that you're asking the listeners when they've knowingly eaten bugs, it made me think, that's really a central point that a lot of advocates of insect eating make, which is that, people in the Western world, people react with such alarm when you talk about eating insects, but it's true that any processed food that you eat definitely has insect parts in it. The FDA has allowances for insect parts that might be surprising. It's easy to look them up on the internet, but with chocolate, for instance, it's something like 80 insect parts per gram. It's either 80 to 100 insect parts per gram before they recall or consider damaged goods the food in question. And so the idea of eating insects that accidentally get into food that aren't, you don't know what they've been eating. They're sort of quote-unquote factory insects.
And Dana,
the idea of
Dana, yeah. I'm going to interrupt you because we have a little trouble with your line. So I'm going to take a caller and we're going to correct that problem. And we're going to hear from a few of our listeners on the icky, oh, not icky, on the foods they've eaten. So Dana Goodyear is going to stay with us. Dana Goodyear has a piece in this week's New Yorker about bug eating. And you just heard her say that she has eaten most of the, although not the, I think it was tarantula, termite. Okay, I'll figure out what that thing was that she didn't eat when she gets back on the line. But let's hear what you've eaten. Lauren in Manhattan calls. Lauren, you're on WNYC. All right, let's hear it. What have you had?
Well, I was on a nature hike when I was about 10, and the idea was if you were stuck and you had no food to eat, what insects could you eat? And the guide, who was a really cute boy, I remember, said, are there any volunteers to try a termite? And you were meant to pinch the termite's head and then pop it in your mouth and swallow it. And, of course, nobody volunteered except me because I wanted to impress the cute, you know, guide. And I did it, and it didn't really taste like anything as I remember, but I do remember that I didn't score points with my friends because they were all just like, ew, that was gross. You're disgusting.
Lauren, what about the texture?
Well, I remember a bit of dry. I mean, it was sort of crunchy, I suppose, although I don't know that I actually chewed it. But the texture really seriously felt like almost nothing. I mean, I think I just swallowed it immediately. And so it might have been a little dry, but it certainly wasn't juicier or too disgusting.
Have you had it again since?
I have never tried a termite since. That was my one and only. That was my one and only bug that I know of, except in chocolate, maybe.
And as our guest, Dana Goodyear, says, we probably eat more bugs than we know. But, Lauren, good for you for your termite experience and the bravery you can now say that you did, and for calling us at WNYC. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we'll take another call. I think we have Dana Goodyear back with us. Dana, are you there?
Can you hear me well? Or?
Oh, there we go. So you were saying, Dana, we're going to take another call from one of our listeners. But before we do, you were saying that we probably, in processed foods, eat more bugs than we realize.
We definitely. I mean, most people don't consider that that's part of their diet already. And, you know, the question is, would you rather eat an insect that sort of sneaks into your chocolate or your peanut butter or your pasta, or an insect that's raised deliberately for human consumption, you know, eating the most, you know, delicious, tender, organic greens and flowers. And, you know, you could have an insect with a very specialized diet if you ate that insect deliberately. But the insects that we get in our processed foods are probably kind of bottom-of-the-barrel insects.
All right, let's take a call from Wayne, who is in Brooklyn. Wayne, you're on WNYC.
Hello.
Hello, Wayne. Go right ahead.
I'm an entomologist and a committed vegan, and many of your listeners last night heard a beautiful show on Terry Gross about the wonder of bugs. And I think we should not be commodifying these bugs, not be eating these bugs any more than we should be eating cows or chickens.
And is this on a philosophical and ethical ground, or on a on the grounds of one's own health?
Well, no, it's on the grounds of science and philosophical grounds. That is, these are amazing creatures that do amazing things for us out in nature. We shouldn't be yucking up about eating them. And obviously, it's on an ethical ground that we just shouldn't be eating other living things.
All right. Thank you, Wayne, very much for your call. Well, I imagine, Dana, that when I intro'd the piece and I said that folks who might be opposed to eating meat might be comfortable eating bugs, there would be the vegans like Wayne who would not even eat the bugs.
Yeah, and he probably also, and I completely respect that position. It sounds like he's very consistent in his view. He probably also doesn't eat honey because that's an animal product in the same way that as a vegan he wouldn't drink milk, which is an animal product. So, you know, I think that insects do make incredible contributions to our society that aren't always acknowledged. And, you know, honey, that's an enormous industry right there. The pollination work that bees do is, I think it's a $20 billion a year industry, the pollinating of the fruit trees and almond trees in California. And, you know, often our attitude toward them in this country is, you know, fear, repulsion. And I think that the entomologists who advocate eating insects are considering that as part of insect appreciation. So that view may not make sense to the caller, but that is, I think, the perspective that a lot of these scientists have.
Let's take a call from another scientist. Greg is in Secaucus. Greg, you are on WNYC with Dana Goodyear.
Hi, how are you?
Go right ahead.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm an entomologist, so when I travel, I kind of make it a point to eat whatever insects mm-hmm. I can find. And so, of course, I've had a number at local museums and colleges and things, like the usual crickets and ants and all, and mealworms. But I was in China recently, and insects seemed to make up a decent proportion of the street food there. Mm-hmm. And so a friend and I ate silkworm pupa, which I found rather horrible. They were quite squishy, and it was more of a texture thing than a flavor thing.
Greg, did you hear the previous entomologist call in and express concern about the effect on nature and ethical concerns also about eating bugs?
No, I didn't, but I can certainly understand that. I think, enough of these insects are easy enough to farm raise that you wouldn't have to harvest from the wild to use them as food.
Thank you, Greg, for your call. Dana, let me ask you about the safety about this. You write about the increased use of pesticides in Africa, for example, and Greg mentions his travels. And I was traveling as well when I ate bugs. But obviously, kids can't just catch and eat the grasshoppers in parts of Africa. Would they need to be farmed, as Greg suggests, or cultivated?
Yeah, that is a serious issue, particularly in the developing world where insect eating is traditional, but also, you know, it's under threat from two directions. And one is from, the perception that insect eating is primitive in some way, which has been around since colonization. And then the other direction it's under threat from is the use of agricultural pesticides. So it's not necessarily safe to eat the way that your grandmother ate anymore in certain parts of the developing world. But I do think that for insect eating to be safe, assuming that we can't eliminate pesticides in agriculture in most of the world, the insects have to be reared for the purpose of human consumption, I would think. The idea of something wild-caught is certainly, that's sort of a buzzword in gourmet culture, and we love that idea of something being so rare and seasonal and wild-caught, but it doesn't necessarily, while that may make sense in our culture, it doesn't necessarily make sense in every culture.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to thank you for coming on with us today, Dana. And people should know that Dana's piece is in this week's New Yorker. I have been speaking with Dana Goodyear, who is a New Yorker staff writer, and she's going to be in a live chat about eating bugs on the magazine's website next Thursday, August 25th at 3 p.m. Thanks to Dana Goodyear. I'm Jamie Floyd, filling in for Brian Lehrer this week.